And this news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning and happy hump day from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. The owner of the International Drag Strip in Mayfield Township, William Jennings, 53, was sentenced to serve 6 years behind bars for violating federal weapon laws. Jennings was found guilty for illegally possessing firearms by a convicted felon. According to federal law, felons cannot ever own or possess a firearm or ammunition. Jennings of Lapeer bought the racetrack about 8 years ago. He spent millions of dollars doing repairs and upgrades of the track that is at Rood's Lake Road. The racetrack has operated since the mid-1960s. In May, the Mayfield Township Board of Trustees approved special amendments to its zoning ordinances to allow races on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and to allow the business to operate expanded hours on those days. With the owner going to prison, the fate of that business is uncertain. And the Bad Axe Fire Department was called to a house fire during the afternoon of August 7th, with several neighboring departments joining in the response. Crews from Siegel Township, Harbor Beach, Kendi, and Bingham Township assisted the Bad Axe Fire Department at the scene. Despite their best efforts, the home and its garage were considered a total loss. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains undetermined. The Bad Axe Fire Department wishes to thank the neighboring departments for providing assistance during this emergency response. And when Huron County voters cast a ballot for probate judge, the title alone doesn't tell the entire story about the job they're choosing someone to perform. Huron County once had separate judges handling probate court and 73B district court. Michigan had changed how local judiciary are based on caseload and judicial resource needs. Because of the change in Michigan judiciary, no change was made until there was a vacancy in that position. Those changes were announced in 2011. The result is that Huron County now has one elected judge serving probate court and 73B district court, as well as serve as magistrate. So what does that mean for you, the voter? Well, probate court handles matters including estates and wills, trusts, guardianships, and conservatorships, along with certain proceedings involving people with mental illness or developmental disabilities. District court has a substantially different role. It handles misdemeanor criminal cases, traffic matters, landlord-tenant disputes, small claims, and other civil cases within its jurisdiction. District court also handles the initial stages of felony criminal cases, including arraignments and preliminary examinations, before cases that proceed are sent to the circuit court. Huron County also has a district court magistrate. A magistrate assists the court and may perform specific duties authorized under Michigan law, including certain arraignments, warrant matters, traffic proceedings, and small claims cases. That is, if they're serving as an attorney magistrate. If the person is a non-attorney magistrate, the scope of their duties are even more limited. The elected position combines the responsibilities of Huron County Probate Court Judge and 73B District Court Judge, meaning the person that voters select must be prepared to preside over two very different areas of Michigan's court system. That's particularly important when voters evaluate candidates. A candidate isn't seeking a position limited to wills, estates, and guardianships simply because the ballot identifies the office as probate judge. The person elected will also carry the responsibilities of Huron County's district court judge, dealing with criminal cases, traffic matters, civil disputes, and other proceedings. While voters may see probate judge on the ballot, they're choosing the person who will effectively wear multiple judicial hats, probate court, district court, and magistrate. Understanding that distinction gives Huron County voters a clear picture of the job they're actually filling and the breadth of experience and qualifications that may be important when deciding who should hold it. And we'll return after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's time to score big on a premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Football season is on its way, but the deals at Al Hansen Motors are happening now. And remember, every vehicle in our regular inventory comes with a free in-house powertrain warranty. The first is a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, automatic brights, lane keep assist, power liftgate, and more. It has 23,000 miles and we're asking $22,780. Need a third row SUV? We have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's all-wheel drive, has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6, remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and more. It has 93,000 miles and we're asking $23,480. And if you need to save at the pump, we have two gas savers for you. The first is a 2023 Chevy Malibu LT. Heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, and up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 54,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And wrapping up this week, I have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's fully loaded and gets up to 30 miles per gallon. With 41,000 miles, we're asking $16,580.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Raymond Forensic, 86 of Port Hope, passed away Sunday, August 16, 2026. He was born on September 9, 1939 in Detroit. Ray served in the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1964. He and Darlene Gieswich were united in marriage on October 29, 1967. Ray served as a Detroit police officer for many years. Ray is survived by his children, Ted, Donald, Lisa, Stephen, Mary, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place. Memorial Mass will take place Thursday, August 20th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church, the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-TV giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Cheeseburger in Caseville, Blue Moon Coffee House, Caseville Hardware, Caseville Chamber, Horn's Main Street Party Store, all of Caseville, Amy's of Pigeon, and Case Surveying of Bad Axe. Other sponsors include DJ's Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Trump administration has formally proposed rescinding the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule moving to strip federal protections from nearly 45 million acres of national forest lands across the country. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the initiative on Tuesday, framing it as a critical turn in wildfire management. Administration officials argue that decades-old logging and road building bans have essentially turned millions of acres into timber tinderboxes, locking local forest rangers out of thinning overgrown brush and clearing dead trees. The move immediately set off alarms among environmental groups and legal advocates who've successfully defended the rule for 25 years. Conservationists warn that opening these untouched wilderness zones to commercial logging and road construction will fracture vital wildlife habitats and escalate fire risk, pointing to data showing that human activity along newly built forest roads frequently triggers blazes. With public comment periods now open, legal challenges are expected to follow swiftly. Naval transit security was thrown into disruption following a series of projectile strikes targeted against commercial cargo ships transiting the strategic Strait of Hormuz. International maritime monitoring groups reported that at least one crew member was killed after a Liberian-flagged vessel took a direct hit with Omani territorial waters. Defense analysts assess that strikes are part of a deliberate pressure campaign designed to force commercial shipping routes out of international channels and into heavily controlled coastal zones. Naval task forces operating in the region have heightened alert levels, advising all commercial transit captains to maintain maximum standoff distance while passing through the waterway. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
5 big days full of savings, exclusive only to Ashley and Bad Axe. Thursday, August 20th through Monday, August 24th. Everything in the store is on sale and is priced to move. Take 25% off all regular priced items store-wide, plus accessories are between 40 to 80% off. And that's not all. Save 15% off Orange Tag floor models. Plus, stop in and register for an Ashley gift card for up to $500. No purchase necessary. And the deals don't stop there. Twin mattresses starting at just $119. Full mattresses starting at just $288. And 12 queen mattresses priced from $288 to $488. Your choice while supplies last. Ashley and Bad Axe carries all major mattress brands, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. You can also score savings on chest of drawers and dressers starting at just $199. Everything in-store is on sale, but only for 5 big days, Thursday, August 20th through Monday, August 24th. Take advantage of the savings with available 1-year, 2-year, and 5-year no-interest financing. Some restrictions may apply. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.